This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. In the Dallas School District, there's a program designed to turn around the most troubled schools in the system. It's called ACE, for Accelerated Campus Excellence. Last year, 6 of the 7 ACE schools got off the state's dreaded IR list, meaning improvement required. As part of KERA's American Graduate Project, we take a look inside.
Who makes the most money?
England.
England makes the most money.
Now, we're in Angela Fulbright Burley's first period history class. The small group of 8th graders at Zumwalt Middle School is tackling early American mercantilism.
Say that again, Mr. Martin.
England's mean.
Why do you say that?
Because they're selling it for higher when they sold the natural resources for lower.
These students are curious, active, engaged. Their teacher says it didn't used to be that way.
If you would have come into my room last year, you wouldn't have seen what you saw this morning. They would have been quiet. They really couldn't articulate their ideas.
Fulbright Burley says last year was hard, and she's good. But that's why she's here. Zumwalt consistently underperformed. So this school and 6 others practically started over with new top-rated teachers and principals. This is Zumwalt's second year in the ACE program.
I've always had 90-plus percent students passing state assessments. Last year, I think I had 58. And was so happy for it, because the year before that it was like 18 and 22 and 21. So this year it's 80%. I gotta have 80% this year. And I think it can happen because the culture has changed so much.
How much? Just ask the kids. 8th grader Josh Bullock, who's 13, is in his last year at Zumwalt.
Before they came, it was really rowdy and bad. It had no structure.
Structure's what appealed to 8th grader Contavia Davis after witnessing fighting and mayhem.
Well, my first year here, it was hard for me to learn because of the amount of people in the classes and the disciplinary actions of the other students were making it hard for the other students that were focusing on school to learn because the teachers were addressing the students and not teaching much.
The shift in Zumwalt's culture? Annie Wright says it's major and difficult. She runs the Center on Research and Evaluation, CORE, at SMU's Education School.
They're hard to accomplish. They're worth celebrating. And ultimately, those are the kinds of changes that then start to point to academic outcomes and test scores that are eventually what make the headlines.
The ACE program was one of former Superintendent Mike Miles' reforms. His successor, Michaelina Hossa, wanted more money for additional ACE schools. Trustees said they needed more data to confirm the improvements before asking voters for the money. Ron Oliver's convinced the proof's already in. He's an ACE teacher at John Mills Elementary and says waiting wastes time kids may not have.
Whether or not we use ACE, we have to come up with something. It's inexcusable that we have 50% of our students in some grade levels failing. It's maddening. I don't see an acceptable reason for that to happen.
Frustrated, the highly ranked art teacher signed up for the ACE school. There's more pay in part because he works longer hours. For him, there's a different payoff.
One of my best feelings of the year was when we were departing last year, and I had some students who were always quiet in class, but as I was putting her in her car that day to, you know, for dismissal, she turned to me and said, "Mr. Oliver, are you coming back next year?" And I said, "Yes, I will be." And she goes, "Yay." And just it made me know that we were making a difference.
How much of a difference is still a question. Performance gaps among African-American and Hispanic students compared to whites remain. Yet in some ACE schools, that gap shrank, in some cases 30 points. But getting to zero? That may take more than any standout program can provide. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.